Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Hi, this is Leo Laporte, and once again, time for Twit's audience survey. We'd really like to hear from you. It's only going to take a couple of minutes, really. That's all. Just go to twit.tv/survey and let us know what you think. Your anonymous feedback will help us make Twit even better. And thanks for your continued support.
Put away your field runner's attack. We're going to make you productive today.
I'm going to show you how you can automate everything.
And how to bug your friends with stickers.
It's time for I'm thinking about that. It's time for iOS Today. Please don't bug me with stickers. iOS Today is brought to you by 23andMe, a personalized genetic service based on your 23 pairs of chromosomes found in your DNA. For Valentine's Day this year, give that special person the gift of knowledge. Go to 23andMe.com and get $20 off when you buy before Valentine's Day. And by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. When it comes to the big decision of choosing a mortgage lender, work with one that has your best interest in mind. Use Rocket Mortgage for a transparent, trustworthy home loan process that's completely online at quickenloans.com/iOS today. And by FreshBooks, the ridiculously easy-to-use cloud accounting software used by over 10 million small business owners. Try it free for 30 days at freshbooks.com/iOS today. Hello, everybody. Time for iOS Today. It's so nice to have Megan Maroney sitting across from me for a change.
I was here last week.
Oh, okay.
But it's nice to have you sitting across from me, as we do every Monday. And we talk about our watches and our phones and our iPads and our TVs.
Ooh, and Siri.
Siri wanted to be part of the show as well.
You're talking about me again.
Once you compare her voice to the Google Assistant, you realize how different. She is very
computerized. So we're going to be hearing about this now because Megan did the switch with Jason. She used Google stuff for a whole month. Mm-hmm. Feeling good now, though?
I'm feeling glad to be back. My brain is still working on it because I keep wanting to put the fingerprint sensor on the back like the Pixel does.
Isn't that funny how you get used to things like that?
Yeah. Yes. But today we're going to talk about being productive with our devices. We both have some productivity apps. So whatever you need to be productive with, whether it be cooking or reading or studying or just generally productive through your day, we're going to help you do that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Would you like to start?
I would. So speaking of Android, you know, I was on Android App Arena last week, and Ron Richards, he showed off this app, and there's also an iOS app for it. It's called Morning Reader. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't.
This is a great news app. It's very clean. It's very smooth. It's like Tech Meme. It gets, you know, its sources.
I'm
like
looking for better ways to do this.
And Stratechery, Bloomberg, iMore. So really just, it's just...
I've been kind of glued to Apple News lately, but I feel like there maybe it's too much presentation.
Yeah, look this at this. It's very simple. Because I think that the cleaner something is, the more productive that you can be.
Yeah.
So you can see that's the top stories in the trending.
Now, do you choose the sources?
It's all tech news, and it's all the sources are chosen for you. But like I said, they're the sources that you might anyway look at.
Right.
And then river, like TechMeme does, it's just the river of stories as they come through, the flowing river of stories. And it's usually a bit faster than that.
From Enough Pepper.
Enough Pepper, yes. That is the creator. And it's on your iPad, on your iPhone.
It's free?
It is free.
Well, I'm just downloading it right now because it seems like it would be very useful for me.
Yeah, it is.
You and I both do beat checks. Now, the one thing I'm always, which, by the way, a beat check means, and all reporters kind of do this, they check the stories from sources on their beat, in our case, tech. Mm-hmm. And so every morning I get up and with my morning muesli and coffee, I'll be checking the tech news. And I do Tech Meme and Reddit and Hacker News. But this would be nice. Now, the one thing I'm looking for, though, is an ability to share this. Mm. What kind of sharing do they offer?
Like
here?
You want to share the story?
Oh, it just opens. Oh, you know, it just opens Safari. Okay, so really, it's a link to Safari, which means I can use Safari
to
sharing.
Share, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, which is nice too, I think. Then you're not caught. This, like, nuzzle good. Is great, but then you're caught in its nuzzle shell.
I love nuzzle, mm-hmm. but that is one of the limitations for me is, yeah, it's hard. It doesn't do the sharing I'd like to do. I have a weird workflow because when I find a story we want to talk about, I then put it on a site, a bookmarking site called Pinboard, mm-hmm. which is kind of like Delicious. But when Delicious was, you know, it's owned by Yahoo and it started to kind of fall by the wayside, I thought I better find a replacement. Pinboard's a great solution. I've been very happy about it. Pinboard.in. And then we have this whole workflow, Carson and I do. So I'll put it in Pinboard with some additional material like tagging and notes. And then Carson, then we have a if this then that script that runs. Actually, I think it's Zapier, which is another if this then that Zapier script that runs that puts it in a Google spreadsheet, which is closer to the format that he uses for our show rundowns. And then so that way he can copy and paste it from the spreadsheet right into the show rundown. So talking about productivity, that's evolved over many years, but that works pretty well.
Yeah, and if you have...
It doesn't work with Nuzzle as well, though, unfortunately.
Right.
They don't have Pinboard.
But if you... And I also look at your Pinboard, too. So if you're in a situation where... Because I like to see what you think is important.
Right.
Then
it's public.
You know, it sort of rises up in my esteem when you think something is important or if you've left something out. Or I kind of know
then
what you're talking
laugh.
About.
You go, ha-ha, I have scooped Laporte once again.
Yes. My goal. No, but also we don't like to have too much overlap. So if I see that you're talking about a niche story, I think, oh, well, you're probably going to talk about that on This Week in Google. I don't need to cover it on my show. So, so Morning Reader or Pinboard or Nuzzle, all productive ways to get your news.
I just downloaded Morning Reader. I like it. Do they say anything about how these stories are picked? I noticed that they have some that are top stories and some that are trending. They have a tech meme style river, which is just pure chronology.
They say TechCrunch, Recode, The Verge, Wired, Bloomberg, VentureBeat, Guardian.
Those are their sources.
New York Times and Gadget. But there was a Stratechery story, too. So that's not. So maybe this other people were probably linking
Fine
to
Wars
the Stratechery story.
Yeah. I wonder where they're getting that material from. Okay. But anyway, that's good. Morning Reader from. What was it? Enough Pepper.
Enough Pepper. And they're slightly different than Tech Meme, I noticed.
Yes.
And also, if you follow whatever field you're in, if you follow a lot of people in that field, you're probably noticing that a lot of them might be talking about politics instead of the field that you have come to talk about. Which is fine, I think. You know, it's mostly...
But lately, three weeks, it's Facebook and Twitter, both mostly politics.
Yes. And, I mean, we are, of course, are guilty of that.
Nuzzle's almost all politics.
But if you really need to focus and think, okay, I need to just think about technology right now, and, you know, a lot of technology overlaps with politics, but a lot of it doesn't. And so this, I've noticed, is just technology, which is nice.
Very good. I mentioned if this, then that. I should probably mention it in the general context of productivity. Of course, productivity means different things to different people. For me, if I can automate a process... That's great because then I don't have to think about it. Anything I do more than once, one should try to automate. If you're a computer programmer, that makes a lot of sense. If you spend more than 5 minutes more than once a week doing something, spend half an hour automating it and you'll have a net gain in just a few weeks. So if this, then that is a very easy one. You don't have to be a programmer. We've talked about that before. But who was it showed me something new? Oh, this is Stacey? From Stacey Higginbotham. It's called Stringify, very similar to If This Then That. Now it's an iPhone app, so I'm going to put it on my iPad so you can read it a little bit easier. So when you first start it, it'll give you some suggested recipes, just like If This Then That. And this one's very similar. You receive a weather forecast every day. You get it from the weather, and it'll go to your text messages. That's just like If This Then That. But look at this. This is a little different. Fastest work route. This flow has more than one step. If This Then That is if... This, then that. One input, one output. Stringify is unique because you can have multiple outputs, which means you can have a single trigger like the time, and they really focus on home automation. So if you've got Hue lights or any Internet of Things kinds of devices, this will be great. Here's coming home in the evening, and so this is an example of how more sophisticated Stringify can be. So the flow is if the time is after 5 o'clock. And my location is work, then I'm heading home, so turn on my Hue lights. You see, it's got two inputs, and a single output. But you'll also see some that have one input and several outputs. So if it's 5 p.m. or whatever the clock time, let me get the flow and I can actually dig down into it. So I set a certain date and time. And well, let's see how I can. Whoops. I set a certain date and time. And then I check periodically Yahoo News. And you can, just as if this and that, you can say, what part of Yahoo News do you want to check? Well, in my case, I want to do tech, right? So I'm going to do check, right? Don't forget to connect an action, right? So at a certain date and time, I'm going to, every 8 a.m., that makes sense, every morning, right before I get up, I'm going to check Yahoo Tech News, and then I'm going to send myself an email summary. I'm going to say, here's my morning newspaper. Here's the summary from Yahoo News. Here's my email address. And I could say send it immediately, but I can also say send a daily or a weekly digest if you don't want to get too much mail. That this case, it's just every morning, so you wouldn't have to worry about that. But if you had a trigger be something like anytime there's a, you know, breaking news on CNN, you may not want to get that 100 times a day, so you'd have a summary. So this is if this then that. It's free. But it's much more sophisticated. And by the way, it has Boolean too, which if this and that doesn't. So you can. Here's a flow with only if. Okay, so the date and time. The trigger is in this case when it's nighttime. Here's my time zone, my location. It automatically puts that in there. All right, so there's my date and time, and then here's a button. So it's two things, right? When the date and time is a certain date and time, like evening, within a certain range, and if I press this button, then this will happen. Now, this is a dummy thing, but this really can get quite sophisticated because it has Booleans, it has, it works with a lot of, and this is the other thing you should look at, and if this, then that's nice because it works with a lot of things, right? Twitter and Facebook and your text messaging, your Android phone notifications, your iPhone notifications, all sorts of things. Well, this also has a lot of things, and a lot of things that are particularly physical things, which are home automation things, like the Nest, like, I don't know what LifeX is, like as you saw the Hue.
Does it work with the Amazon Echo?
Oh, that would be nice. I don't think so. But wouldn't it be nice if your Echo, for instance, would detect you getting home and welcome you a few minutes later with a welcome home, Megan, and your theme song? That'd
yes,
be really cool.
That would be great.
Yeah.
If we move, I'm going to make a smart home. My home is going to be smart all over.
It's your big opportunity to do that. And you'll probably be very, very interested in this. I've just tapped the surface of it. They're, fortunately, as you can see, they have a very nice onboarding process. There's tutorials, examples. They even have getting started videos. So you don't have to, you know, guess what's going on. This is called Stringify. Thank you, Stacy Higginbotham, for telling me about this. She mentioned this on This Week in Google. And I'm pretty impressed with it. I think you might want to use all of them. In fact, as long as I'm talking about it, we have mentioned in the past If This Then That. If This Then That has a companion app that I really like, called the Do Camera. So let me go to the Do Camera here. Let me see where I put it. I think I'll just search for it here. Do Camera. So what Do Camera does is you take a picture and you create a workflow. So this one is snap a picture and mail it to me. But you can make more. You can make, and you could filter it. You could do all sorts of things. So let's go to the recipe. So this one, for instance, says snap a book or a movie I want to remember. So it's taking a picture, but if I'm using that activity, I'm in effect saying this is a picture of a book or movie I want to remember. And it could say, for instance, file that in Evernote under books and movies I'd like to buy, that kind of thing. Email yourself a photo, upload a photo to Flickr. There's lots of stuff this can do. This kind of goes with If This Then That. It's very similar, but the trigger action is taking a picture with your iPhone, and you see all of the things that If This Then That can do. So, you know, the sky's the limit. I could say, you know, take a video and post it to Daily Motion or YouTube, or, you know, snap a picture of my car and send it, you know, to my Tesla forum, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of, you see all of these are all things These are outbound actions. They call them channels in If This Then That lingo. And some of these, by the way, are home automation things, too. Like, here's the Nest Cam. So I can actually connect this to my Nest Cam and take the picture on the Nest Cam. This is the Do button. It all starts with If This Then That, IFTTT. Go to IFTTT.com, sign up, get an account. And then you can put IFTTT on your phone as a standalone app, but also you might want to take a look at the Do camera. So what you probably would want to do is put the Do camera on your homepage. And so when you just take a picture, you press the Do camera if you want it to be a particular action. You can have a different homepage icon for every action.
Mm-hmm. So much of this is our devices do so much of this stuff on its own. You know, if you think about how much. Remember when you had to remember to back up your photos and attach your camera to your computer? It's amazing to me. Every time I take a picture, it automatically, gets saved to iCloud and gets saved to Google Photos. Every time I take a picture in Snapchat, it automatically gets saved to my camera, which then automatically gets saved into Google Images. I mean, we talk a lot about how much of a trace we're leaving, but it is really helpful.
Well, and this is what a computer's good at, is automating. So mm-hmm. when we're talking productivity, that's a big part of productivity is let the computer do it.
Mm-hmm. Another big part of productivity is habits. Good habits.
I have bad habits. I
think one way of changing your habits is not to call them a bad habit. Maybe they're just habits that don't serve you.
Oh, habits that don't
work. Maybe
they're
unhealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can change those. Yeah. That's what I've been thinking about.
I like that. They're not bad habits.
No.
You know.
They're just not serving you right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So here's an app called Habitify. Habitify, which is fun to say.
Habitify.
And fun. Here it is. So I have set myself some habits. Eat vegetables every day at 3 p.m. because that's the time when I get hungry. And we have a big bowl of chocolate right between me and the vegetables in the refrigerator. And so I'm going to set myself, it's going to remind me to eat vegetables. And I haven't done it yet, as you can see. But when I do start to eat vegetables instead of chocolate
someday,
at 3 p.m., I'm going to be able to see.
Calendar reminds me to do yoga.
Yeah.
You know how often I've done it? Zero.
Yeah, that's through Google Calendar. Yeah. I do that too.
So
here's my progress.
It's more than just putting it in Habitify. You got
to
do it.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
Well, that was the thing that I was thinking about when you were talking about that Stringify, because I have no screens after 10 p.m. And
good.
So I get a reminder. But, what if you could set up a string that says once
turn
I get the
off.
Reminder with that button? I like that button, because sometimes you have to use screens after 10, but you have a button that says,
I'm sure the Euro could do that. Turn off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It probably can.
It has an Echo skill to do that. So I bet you could do that.
That turns off your internet. I probably do need that. So
you have Euros?
I don't have Euros.
Oh,
We've been over this.
You send them back.
Yeah, you have my Euro.
I have your Euros.
I tested it. Then you wanted to review
it. I'll take it.
And then
that's
you got
good.
Your
just think
own.
It works, hey? I'll take it.
Yeah, so Habitify will also remind you on your watch when you get a reminder. I think it's helpful to me to get a reminder. Drink water. I obviously I'm still in the beginning stages of my habits.
Drink water.
Eat vegetables. No screen after 10 p.m. And you can come. It suggests habits for you, like walk the dog or read for 20 minutes. No nail biting. You can shuffle, cook a meal, pray, write code for 30 minutes. All the habits.
I'll give you the new Google Home routers. I got those. Those are extra. You want those?
Oh, sure.
All right.
I don't have to use a Google.
Well, I gave the Eero to my mom. I'm sorry. but you can use the Google Home router.
Okay, I'll try those.
Yeah.
Habitify.
Thank mom. Those are Megan's. I want them back.
Yeah. First, you got
actually,
my
I
Apple
a
Pencil.
Few more.
Then
because you only had the basic set, mm-hmm. and I think my mom has 5 Euros now. Mm-hmm. She's wired everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know what I need because the house that we might be buying is 2 stories, and who gets internet? Is that possible to get internet on a second
2
story?
Stories? No way,
I know.
Man.
All right, let's talk about your oven.
This is a productivity tool that costs a ton of money, and I was so skeptical. I put a $100 down deposit a few months ago when they first announced. Then they told me about a month ago, okay, you can get it now. Just pay us the other $1,400 you owe us. And I said, no, you keep your $100. I don't want it. Then Stacey Higginbotham once again convinced me because you have 100 days to return it. So I got the June oven, and I was so unconvinced. I've kept the box, the packing, everything, the tape, because I figure, well, I may send this back. Well, I don't think I'm sending it back. It's actually, it's expensive, but it is pretty darn cool. So for one thing, here I am at work. I'm connected to my oven over the internet. The June oven is a toaster oven. In fact, looks just like a toaster oven, a little bigger than a standard toaster oven. Big enough, you could put a six-pound chicken in there, a whole bird. It has shelves. It comes with a rack, a roasting pan, rack for the roasting pan, and a temperature probe. Inside, carbon fiber heating elements. There's three on the bottom, two on the top. They're very fast. They heat up almost instantly, which means preheating is about a third of the time it would take in a normal toaster oven. It's also a convection oven, which is nice. You know how convection works? It has little fans in it. There's two fans in the back. Mm-hmm. They circulate the warm air. That way things cook faster. It's also great for crisping. And weirdly enough, it has a camera in it. And I'll tell you why the camera is kind of cool. And it has on the front of it a computer. It turns out it's an Android device. Mm. I found that out because after a day, mine crashed. It was in a boot loop. and I went to the site and I said, they have a chat there. I said, my oven's in a boot loop.
My oven crashed.
I said, I got the box. I'm going to send it back. She said, no. You can reset it. Unplug it. Hold down this big knob on the front and plug it back in. Just like an Android phone, it reset it. I saw the Android recovery screen. I wiped it, reinstalled it. The first thing it does when you plug it in is download a big update from the internet, and it will continue to update. It's on your Wi-Fi because as people use it and give them feedback, they're modifying the recipes. It has many recipes built in. In fact, this is a wild one. You can put in, the first thing I put in was a salmon fillet. You put it in the oven. The camera sees it and says, oh, is that salmon or strudel?
Does it think everything is strudel?
It thinks everything. So far, it thinks everything is something or strudel. I don't even know. I don't have any strudel. So I apparently, eventually, we'll get used to that, and it'll stop offering your strudel. So you say, it was salmon. It says, do you want this cooked, what do they call it? Not jiggly, but, you know, a little less
rare?
Or a little more? Rare or firm? And I said firm, and actually it came out perfectly. It then, you put the temperature probe in, okay? And it then, look at this. This is actually the graph. And by the way, it's paired to your phone, so your phone will say, okay, it's going to take us 18 minutes to cook this. It shows you a timer, shows you the temperature. This top line is the temperature of the oven. You see it went quite quickly up to red to the baking temperature of about 375. For some reason, dropped off a little bit and then went back up again. It's constantly adjusting it to get exactly the right thing. And you see the food temperature. And that's probably why I adjusted the temperature, because it wanted to crisp it and then it lowers it down. And you see a very steady growth. When it gets to 137 degrees in this case, it says your salmon's done. Plays a very pleasant tone on both the oven and your phone. Watch this. You have a camera in there. You can watch your salmon cook. Not only while it's cooking, but after the fact, you can see a time lapse again, of your food.
Again and again, you can watch your food cook.
I love watching my food cook. It tells you how long it took, in this case, 22 minutes from beginning to end. You get a lot of data back. It does toast because it's a toaster oven. It tells you exactly. You put the toast in. It says, you put a piece of bread in. It says, is this bread or strudel? And then you say it's bread, and it says, how do you want it, light, dark, medium, whatever? You see it toasted. You can use it as a regular oven. So I wanted to bake some chicken that wasn't fully done. I put it in there. You could just use it like a regular oven. I said for 350. You see it stayed at 350 and it baked. I didn't even use the probe. I just put it in for a few minutes more to cook it a little bit more. It does steak. It doesn't do steak probably as well as my big green egg, because you're not barbecuing it. Mm-hmm. But if you're a person who cooks your steak in the oven with a combination of baking and broiling, it'll do both. I think this is an amazing oven with all this feedback, all this information. In fact, I could set it for preheat now so it'll be ready when I get home. It's smart. It has recipes. It has recipes for baking, too. Roasting vegetables, baking bread, making strudel. It's all in there. You get notifications, so you can choose which ones you want to get. Preheat finished, timer progress, timer ended. They have online cooking tips, online recipes. I'm actually, I think I might keep this. This is, even though it's outrageously expensive, but Stacy says, and I think she's right, this is big enough that it could be a second real oven.
Mm-hmm.
A real oven, if you bought a second one, would cost about $1,500. It's more expensive than my very nice, and it's a toaster oven I would recommend to anybody, Breville toaster oven, but that was only a few hundred dollars. This is like three or four times more expensive. So I don't know if the price is justified. You're really paying because it's brand new technology and you're state of the art. So if you can afford it or you're willing to lay out, you know, shell out that kind of bucks, I think this is a really neat idea. And I imagine it will get less expensive over time. So that's the June oven. And for me, it's a real productivity booster because I can put something in the oven. I'll do this tonight. We have a couple of chicken breasts. I'll put it, you know, I like to do different things with them, make sauces and stuff. But in this case, you know, I'll probably just, you know, I let them, brine them for a little bit, right, for half an hour, put them in the oven, and I can go do something for the 15, 20 minutes it takes to cook, and I will be up to date all the time as to what's going on. I can go to the other room. I could even go for a ride. I think that's really cool. So I'm actually a big fan of the June oven, and the only negative at all so far is, A, it really wants me to cook strudel, and B, it's really expensive.
Yeah, I mean, if I can see it as a real productivity saver because you have to eat. That's something that you can't.
I cook more often now.
Yeah,
because it's so easy just to put the probe is really key. Now, a lot of ovens have temperature sensors, and if yours does, definitely start using it because really that's the best way to know if something is done is if it's the right temperatures, meats especially.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a real handy tool.
Do you think they're working on a regular size oven?
Maybe. You know, it's. I should show you a picture of it. Because, so the toaster oven is about yay high, you know, maybe, I don't know, 18 inches. The June oven is, you know, another 6 inches tall. It's about 2 feet tall. And it does require clearance because it's an oven around it. It's made of, it seems like space age materials because it doesn't get super hot. There's the video. You know, I am a baker. I've stopped baking because I don't, like you, I want to eat more vegetables. But I think for a baker, this would be a really great thing. To have because it's pretty sophisticated about how it cooks. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't always use a convection. It doesn't always broil. It doesn't always bake. It mixes these techniques up to give you a appropriate cooking.
We should live stream your food cooking. You should do that. Like
I could.
Instead of Twitbits?
Yeah.
In the middle of
just watch Leo's salmon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to cook tonight? Strudel.
Please do. Next week, learn about strudel whether he likes it.
You know what I think it really is? But they don't want to use the word because it's trademarked? Pop-Tarts.
Oh, Pop-Tarts.
I think that's really Pop-Tarts, my guess.
Well, it's hard to know exactly how long to cook a Pop-Tart. It's a
no,
struggle
it's
that we've all dealt with time and time again. Okay, have you heard of Liner?
Well, in various contexts.
Liner is an app that helps you highlight as you're reading and then share what you've highlighted. So I think this
neat.
Is good. If you're reading and you don't remember what you read later, this is very, this might be useful to you. Okay, so I'm going to tape or paste a URL into there. So let's find a story that I've found somewhere.
So you mean like you're on Safari and you can highlight it in Safari?
No, you have to take it from, let's look in Morning Reader. That's his.
Okay, there you go. Now you got a new story.
And then we'll take this
It's
story.
In Safari.
And then
and you
I,
have to import it into
Safari. Yes,
Liner.
So I have to cut and paste the URL. So copy, and then.
This is, by the way, that's an interesting story. It says that people quit Google's car project because Google paid them too much.
I know.
We have the same problem here.
Yeah,
have you noticed
so
that?
True. That's why I'm here so long.
Yeah.
So I'm reading this story. I want to figure out what's the most important part. Let's see. And I just tap, and then I select. Let's see.
It's basically a custom browser.
Yes, and then I can highlight there.
Oh, that's pretty.
And then
the sharing.
Yes, and then I can share it. Yeah, let's
and
see.
It shares your highlights as well as
yes,
the,
it shares a story that is already highlighted. So
and
yeah,
then
I can,
the sharing is to Twitter.
I can share. I can copy the link to someone. I can send it in a tweet. I can send it on Facebook. I can add it to
I'm
my Nuzzle
get this. I
newsletter.
Like that. That's nice.
You can. Here's the other part. Let me see about this. Okay, I've saved it. Oh, no, I don't want to look at that.
Can you annotate, too? No, like, can I write a note?
Let's see. I don't think you can. That's a good question.
It says web highlighter and annotator.
You can add a comment. Can. Yes.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, so that's that little there. You can comment there or share right from there.
And you do have to have an account, obviously, because it's storing your mm-hmm. annotated document.
Right. So then after I've highlighted, I can look at all the things that I've highlighted. So I also highlighted all of these stories, and they're all here, and I can search my highlights. So if I wanted to, say every day I was working on Tech News Today, I worked on this, and then if I wanted to do an episode, when did we talk about self-driving cars, I can do that.
That's great.
And search. I like this. Self-driving. So this is highlighter. Liner is what it's called, not highlighter. And I can search within. No search results. So there we go. And it's iPhone, iPad. It works a little better on the iPhone, which I think is many of these apps do. Liner. What else?
Now, does it show up in the share sheet? I don't.
To share the highlight, when you hold it down, it will share.
Oh.
Just hold down. So.
Got it.
Just hold down what you've
But how do I get it into Liner?
You have to
from Safari
copy the URL into
Liner. It doesn't do it all. You can't.
No, that is one of the.
That's one of the things about Android, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every time mm-hmm. you add an app, it will offer to add that to your share sheets.
Yeah, that is the pain that you do have to.
So, and I've never understood. You know, I have share sheets, and I see Twitter and Facebook and other apps like Telegram and Google Plus and Google Keep in my share sheets. But why do some apps get added and some apps not?
That's a good
question. Is there some app, something Liner has to do to get... Oh, wait a minute. There it is. It is on there.
What do you mean?
You're wrong, young lady.
I
can
sorry.
Add it there, and then it will be here. So when I press the share button, you know, you can turn these on and off.
Yeah,
and I can
work?
Add it.
And then when you get to Liner, it's there?
And then it's going to open Liner. And I'm going to highlight
it
now.
Saved. Okay, sorry. You're right.
Oh, I like this. And then I do, what about you do this?
Hold it.
Just hold it.
And then
I can expand it.
Right.
And then I can do that. Mm-hmm. And then I can send it to Lisa and say, this is why we should stop people paying people so much.
Right. That's why we should stop paying Megan so much.
Yeah. Because I don't want her to say F you and take off.
Right.
That's what they call it, you know, F you mm-hmm. money. I don't know what that means. the proud, the rich.
But I like it too because all
you could just buy a June oven instead.
Yeah,
and keep your job.
That's true. I could.
So I can Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Reddit, Google Plus, that's Bloomberg.
Yeah, hold it.
Hold this and get the Liner share. See, I'm glad we did that because that's going
to
confuse some people.
Yeah.
This is share it within Liner. Mm-hmm. And then you have the same share sheet that you
right.
have, including to Spud's iPad Air. Who's Spud? And what are they doing on our network? I'm sending that to Spud. Spud might take that personally.
I don't know who Spud is.
I don't know, but Spud's going to get a message saying one reason staffers quit, they were overpaid.
Yeah, I really like this because all of your notes that you've highlighted are underneath
too. Are you Spud?
That's Spud. But he didn't admit it.
I said it to John.
Liner.
I love this. This is my new toy.
What else do it? Yeah.
Thank
highlight.
You.
You can also highlight within your apps. That was another feature of it. So
what? That's not, no.
I know. So, yes. So you could go within Twitter and highlight.
That'd be useful.
Yeah. Within your apps.
Oh, that'd be very useful. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Nice.
Do you have any more or shall I have?
See, I think that's all. Although I should probably mention, I didn't know this, but somebody in the chat room said, you know, that Duke camera is deprecated. The if this then that folks have moved. And I noticed that because I had another one called Duke button that disappeared. Duke camera is still available for download, at least as we record this. But they said what if this then that wants you to do is they've put that functionality into their notifications widget. So I don't think that's as good, frankly. I liked having multiple buttons on the screen, but that's what they've done. So as far as right now, you can still get it and use it, but apparently in time, the Duke button is going to be phased out the Duke camera is going to be phased out as was the Duke button.
Well, I have one more. You ready for one
más.
More? This is the ultimate productivity tool because...
Well, I'm going to let you finish, but I just want to say that Beyonce's album should have been the album of the year. Okay, go ahead.
Because sometimes people tend to get distracted by things.
Yes. Like who?
Like how long were you on Twitter reading about Adele and Beyonce last night?
And a lot.
Was that the most useful use of your time? Was that
to me, when there's a live event, the Super Bowl, the Grammys last night, the Academy Awards, my favorite thing to do is get my tablet, you know, my iPad, watch the Twitter feed, and watch the show and just laugh because people make animated GIFs and they do all sorts of fun things. And it's really, it's like watching at a party.
Mm-hmm.
But you say it's a bad
idea.
Well,
I mean, you know, I love Beyonce. I do. Don't, you
and
know.
And Lemonade ought to have been the
yes,
album of the
and
year.
And I feel akin to her. Because
nothing wrong with Adele's 25.
No.
That was a great album.
No. And, you know, I also had a daughter and then had twins. So I feel you, Beyonce. I was there. If you want to call and see how I handled it, just feel free. But sometimes you got to put a little bit of room between you and your social media because
yes.
I did not need 95 people saying that same thing about how, you know, Adele stole Beyonce's.
No, Adele didn't steal it.
No, there were a lot of people who said like Adele didn't deserve it. And then
no,
there were
Adele
a lot of people who
it.
Said Adele was great.
I saw
what
a
she
lot of tweets
and,
saying, oh, she's going to give Beyonce the Grammy. And then, she didn't.
Right.
Because
so,
it sounded like she was about, she said, I don't deserve this, Beyonce. And I thought she was, wouldn't that have been cool? She walked down there, give her the Grammy and walked back. She'd have never won another Grammy.
Right. Okay.
Like
so,
the last one.
Like I said, sometimes you get distracted from what you're doing.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay. Where were we?
And sometimes you need a little space between you and your social media. So this is
yes.
an app called Space. And here it is, Space. I'm going to show you how it works.
The Final Frontier?
Yeah. So I tap it there and... I need space. Do you need space from Bumble? Do you know what Bumble is? That's like
no.
It's
can't wait to join it.
It's an app for finding a partner, so you don't need that anymore.
Oh, no.
Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, Twitter, WeChat. Let's see. I need some space from Twitter. I need some space. I gotta concentrate. So I say get space.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's what I do. I tap the share icon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I add this to the home screen. And then
well, looky, looky here.
Okay. So here's, you see this new Twitter? So I'm about to be like, oh, I'm feeling tense. I'm feeling anxious or whatever. Twitter will help me, of course. So
yeah,
I click on Twitter.
Yeah, relaxes me to read Twitter.
And it says, breathe with me.
Before you get to go to Twitter, you have to breathe?
Yeah. So you just
That's
have a little
awesome.
Space. Do I really want Twitter? Yes, I do. And there I go.
That is really good.
So space.
Nice.
So if you want to separate yourself, then you move. Of course, then you have to move your Twitter icon somewhere else. And
oh, you have to trick yourself.
Yeah. So space is free. You get one free. And if you want more, then you have to sign up. Let's see.
If you forget you did it, though.
Yeah. So if I then you it's a 99 cents a month after that. So you'd have to be really addicted. Sometimes people can just delete the app from their device.
I tried
stop.
That once and I started shaking.
I've tried sometimes with websites. I've tried to you can redirect yourself somewhere else. That's helpful.
Yeah.
You can sometimes maybe give a friend your Twitter or Facebook password. It'd have to be a really good friend, and then you'd have to ask it. For it back if you're truly addicted to that app.
I gave my Twitter handle to Sean Spicer, kept tweeting my passwords. I was so mad at him.
So that is what I have for productivity for you. I want to hear
this
yours.
Is good.
Yeah.
I
want to hear yours. Megan at twit.tv or at Megan Maroney on Twitter. Tweet at me. I still have Twitter. Twitter and I just need a little space. I don't need to get rid of it totally.
You just breathe before you go there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Because it's true that, I don't know if we, all want to admit this, but sometimes we go to it's addictive to go to these websites.
Ever since the election, I've been totally addicted. I can't stop going to Twitter and Facebook. Have you noticed that? I just can't. And the worst thing is do it in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up, you go, I got to see what's going on. And you go there, and then you can't sleep
because
you think there's somebody's going to press the nuclear button or something.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that's a bad habit.
It's
a habit that's not serving you.
Not serving me.
So try to find a habit that does serve you.
Yeah.
Get up and write a novel. Write your memoirs.
I have often thought that the time I wake up, because I don't do it every night. If I did it every night, I'd probably do this. Some people wake up every night like 3 or 4 in the morning and they're up for an hour and then they go back to sleep. And there's a whole theory that, well, you should really then be a dual sleeper. You should sleep in 2 shifts and you should use that hour. You're awake. That's when you should write, you know, your memoirs, your novel. That's when you should be productive. Instead, I play Field Runner's Attack. Get nothing done.
Well, that might be a habit that's not serving you.
Yeah, I got a lot of habits that aren't serving.
And who knows? It might be genetic.
Well, I do think I'm a dual sleeper. I could be a dual sleeper. I wonder if I should look. You know, it's too bad there's no way that I could find out, like, analyze my genes and figure out if I'm a dual sleeper. There must be something. Oh, look what I just got. 23andMe. I love 23. Have you done it yet?
I haven't yet.
Okay, we're going to get you the 23andMe. Okay. Kit. It is so cool. It's a genetic test that is for you. It's not for anybody else. And it's easy. There's no blood drawing or anything. You actually just spit into a tube, a little tiny tube, just a few. And they take it. They send it back to them in the prepaid mailer. And then they look at your 23 pairs of chromosomes. That's what the 23 is in 23andMe. 2 different plans. And for Valentine's Day, they're taking $20 off. But you got to do it now. You can get the Ancestry service for $79 or the Health and Ancestry service for a little bit more, $179. Now, here's what you get. The Ancestry service is really cool. So I, for instance, was able to look at my Ancestry and found out that 39% of my chromosomes are Irish or English. And I know that's my mom's side. I know from my genealogy. But what I didn't know as I went farther back is I have Iberian. I have Ashkenazi Jewish.
Mm.
But they say this was some ancestor between 1680 and 1730. They narrow it down that much. It is so cool. And I even found out that I have some Neanderthal in me.
Oh, really?
You find out how much Neanderthal you have in you. And you'll be surprised to know I have less than most.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I know.
That.
I thought you'd be surprised. I am not as hairy. In fact, I don't have a hairy back.
Oh.
And that's another thing I found out. So the
health, and now we all know that.
That's not in your ancestry. That's in your health thing. So you have health traits. Are you more prone to heart disease, for instance? A variety of really interesting information. Now, you're not going to use this for medical diagnostics. You're not going to, you know, decide. I wouldn't decide anything based on this. But it's fascinating. Who isn't fascinated by learning more about themselves? That's so cool. The Health and Ancestry Service gives you all the ancestry stuff, plus trait reports and carrier status reports. For instance, I have wet earwax. Did you know that?
No.
Well,
it's what?
That's
and
one
yet
of,
the AirPods still stay in your ears.
That's genetic of all things. Isn't that amazing? So you can find all sorts of things. Not all disease is genetic, and indeed a lot of health traits might be, you might have a marker for it, but they don't express themselves without environmental stimulus and all of that. It's much, you know, but this is what you learn. This would be great for a high school kid, somebody learning about genetics, whether you're likely to have trouble if you smoke, you know, whether you might get addicted. This is really great. You can also download the entire database. So they give you some analysis, but as time goes by and more analysis is available, you'll be able to get more and more. They'll give you more. And if you want, you can download your entire genome and send that off to somebody else or look at it. I think for a high school kid, this would be fascinating. And there are more than 1 million people now who've done 23andMe. More than 1 million genotyped customers. That means when they match you up, this is part of the ancestry thing, to other people. I found a second cousin. And you can email people, even if they're private. You can say, if you'd be willing to share with me, I think we might be related. My grandmother on my father's side had the maiden name Jacoby, and I noticed that's your last name. Tell me more about your ancestry. This is really interesting stuff. Very easy to do. You get 65 online genetic reports. And I think, I know this is crazy. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's because I'm a geek. I think this would be a very romantic thing to do for Valentine's Day. In fact, you know what would be really romantic? Like, okay, so maybe you're engaged, right? And say, honey, you know what I did? I got my genotype, and I'm going to give you your genotype for Valentine's Day so we can see how we match up and what our kids will inherit. Wouldn't that be romantic?
Yeah.
I think it is. It's anyway, it's fascinating. 23andme.com, 23andme.com. And if you do it before tomorrow, as we record this, before February 14th, you get $20 off. So do it. Saliva. It's not just for kissing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's the slogan. That's my suggestion anyway. It's nice because you spit in a tube. It's a very simple thing to do. I really, really like 23andMe. I did it years ago. And what's nice is they have that data and they keep giving me more and new reports. So it's always interesting to log in and see what else is new.
All right, let's talk about some news. Just today, Apple shares are closing high. They're above their closing high.
No.
They're above their closing high.
The highest they've ever been?
Yes, already this morning. They were above, so that's $330.
And I told all my relatives to sell their Apple stock.
You did not.
No. Okay. I have done that. I told my brother a couple of years ago at Thanksgiving. I said, Noel, sell your Apple stock. This company's not going anywhere. Thank God he didn't listen to me.
Yeah.
I was so wrong. They are now, this is clearly, they continue to be and are even more so the most valuable company in the world.
Yeah. And so people are excited about what's coming next. So I thought we could, I know you're not a huge fan of rumors, but it's good to take a look at them. The wireless charging, are you believing those rumors yet?
So this is the latest. So they've been talking about the idea that the next iPhone, this is the 10th anniversary iPhone, iPhone 8 if they call it that, maybe iPhone X, I don't know, would have wireless charging. That's something many other phones, including many Android phones, have. Apple's never had. The way wireless charging works, there's two different technologies we'll talk. There's Qi and HomePad, something like that. I can't remember the other one. But they both work the same way. You actually have to put it on a pad or a puck. In my case, I have a little easel, which makes it a little bit easier, and you put it on a stand. And it has to be positioned just right because it's inductance charging. Your toothbrush, if you have an electric toothbrush, probably does this. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to plug into anything, but it has to touch. What's happening is it's a spinning magnet. It's a moving electrical field that then charges the battery by moving the electrical field inside. But it has to be close enough that can do this. So some of the rumors have been that Apple won't have to do contact wireless charging. Now, our watch uses wireless charging. Mm-hmm. The Apple Watch uses Qi charging. They denied that for a long time, but they're listed on the Qi charging website. So I think it is Qi charging. Apple doesn't like to talk about it.
But can I use my... So what does that mean then?
That means I could
use a power pad to...
You might be able to use a power pad. You have to try it. You have to position it just right.
I've tried it before. I tried it two years ago when they came out because that's what we thought and it didn't work. But
I can't remember. I felt like... I think what it was is I could use the puck to charge a phone that used Qi charging, but I was not able to get the watch to use a Qi charger.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's some variant. I'm not sure. The rumor, which I never credited, was that you don't have to be right next to it. Now mm-hmm. you can be over here.
It's just flowing through the air.
It just flows through the air. Well, the reason I don't buy that is the pure physics of it. Energy, the amount of energy that goes through the air dissipates at what's called the inverse square exponentially. So if I'm 1 inch away and then I move to 2 inches away, it doesn't get half. It gets to be 1/4. And so it drops, the energy through the air drops off dramatically. In other words, to charge this at any reasonable speed, you'd either have to send a lot of electromagnetic waves to the air.
That does not sound good for you.
Not good. Not good. But, well, on the other hand, those hard-boiled eggs, be easy. Just put it right into the charger.
Yeah, just put it.
There's a new one that's ultrasound that they've demonstrated. What's the name of that ultrasound one? And it uses sound waves. But again, even though they're inaudible, you're going to have to pump a lot of energy. They've shown that they can do it a few inches away. Not sure what technology the rumors were saying Apple was going to be using. But now the latest rumor I saw today is, no, it's going to be right next to it if it has wireless charging. But big deal. Wireless charging, I don't know. It's never been a problem not having it.
Well, what I liked having the Pixel was that I... Oh no! It wasn't the Pixel. It was the Moto 360 that I didn't have the special charger, and then someone else had
one. Just put it on Qi.
Yeah, so that's nice because I don't like having to have the proprietary charger from Apple.
Current wireless charging technology is a little finicky. It has to be perfectly positioned and also inefficient, so that that means it takes longer and it will use more energy to charge your phone than it does if you plug it in. The other rumor kind of backs this up. We've heard for a long time, and this comes from Ming-Chi Kuo, that there'd be three models. There'd be a very high-end OLED model. It might be, last rumor, over $1,000 base model. That, they say, has a special. Apple had to invent it. I don't know how they know this stuff. Apple's not saying, maybe from patent filings, a special heat shield between the back where the Qi charging or the wireless charging is happening and the sensitive screen and electronics. So that would be in the high-end phone, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't mind not knowing these rumors. Yeah. A, because if they're wrong, then you get your hopes up or you get upset. And B, if they're right, takes all the fun out of it on Christmas Day, also known as Apple iPhone Announcement Day, which will be this September, probably.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. It does take a lot of the fun out of it.
You remember last year in September, it was like, oh, we knew all that. Mm-hmm. Tell us something new.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the idea of not knowing. I kind of admire Apple's ability to keep everything secret.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest. I do not think that the next iPhone is going to be so spectacular that you'll say, oh my gosh, this is a leap forward. It's hard to imagine a technology that would be, I mean, even wireless. Yes, new to Apple users, but it's been around for ages. We've had it on our Apple Watch for ages.
What about a whole glass phone, like a total sheet of glass phone?
Come on. I know that's a silly rumor started by Robert Scoble. Robert Scoble and I had a little debate about that 2 weeks ago on Twit.
I heard.
And I told him I would buy him dinner in the city of his choice if he's right. He said, I want to go to Paris. Said, okay.
But what if he's wrong? That was the thing that we talked about
last
week.
I get nothing. Oh, we talked about this already.
No, we did talk about this already. But we did talk about how you need to work on your gambling, your bets.
I'm a bad
people.
Gambler.
You need to have something.
But
that you
more
get.
To the point, yeah, it's certainly possible. A number of people sent me emails saying, see, Sony or Samsung demonstrated a see-through screen at CES. So, yeah, you can make a screen that you can see through.
Mm-hmm.
But why? Why would you run out and get this if you could see the pattern behind me through the phone and I would, instead of wallpaper, but the icons would float on it? Why would you want that? What exactly is the point of all that? Does it make you happy?
I don't know. It doesn't make me happy.
I mean, I could do this. I could take a picture of the backdrop, make it my wallpaper, and then it would look like that. Now, admittedly, I can't ever move again.
Yeah.
But that's a simulation. Go ahead and everybody should do this at home right now. I'll wait. That's a simulation of what you would get. Does that somehow make the phone worth more? I don't understand the value of that.
Mm-hmm.
Robert has some kind of idea that augmented reality is going to be big. And that's certainly the case that it's not just Robert.
Tim Cook's been saying
this like crazy. All right, look, I made my wallpaper be the phone. Okay, set home screen. Okay, now, does it look transparent?
No.
But it is the same thing behind it. Does that make you happy? It's just ugly-ass wallpaper.
All right, let's move on to Apple TV. There was a shakeup, an executive shakeup this past week.
What?
Timothy Twerdahl.
Timothy.
Whoa. that's what the glass
iPhone
That's
exactly
look like.
What it would look like. Don't tell me that's not distracting.
Timothy Twerdahl, he is going to turn things around. He came from Amazon. He worked on the Fire TV. He worked on Roku. He worked at Netflix. And now he takes the job that Peter Distad had, and Peter Distad can now focus on content deals.
I love this. Okay. Oh, this Apple TV. We've got to innovate. We've got to do something new. Let's do something exciting. Let's bring in somebody great who can really innovate. I know the guy who did Roku and Fire TV and Amazon TV. That's who we'll bring in. It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he'll let
He really knows how to make a set-top box.
Maybe all they want is to be able to have the Amazon Prime app on the Apple TV and Netflix. All I want is my Amazon and my Netflix in the Apple TV app.
Yeah, Netflix, they got to make a deal with Netflix. Mm-hmm. Amazon, I think they probably have to make a deal with Jeff Bezos, who probably does not want to do that.
You think it comes from Amazon, or do you think it comes from
Apple? We do not know, and we've debated back and forth. Is it Apple that's preventing Amazon from putting an app in there? The only evidence of that is about a year ago, Jeff Bezos said, yeah, we're working on it. We got the app. We're trying to get it approved in the store. On the other hand, Jeff's competitive as heck, the CEO and founder of Amazon, and doesn't sell the Apple TV in Amazon. He doesn't want to sell competitors' products. So it kind of would also make sense that Amazon TV isn't on Apple TV because of Jeff Bezos and Amazon. And in fact, there are other devices it's not on, although it's on now Android TV. My Shield just got an update, and I've got Amazon on there. It's on the Roku, right? It's on most of the other guys, just not Apple.
Yeah. Did you see the ad for Carpool Karaoke? Because that's going to be part of their new content.
Yeah, but not with James Corden.
Yeah, he was in the ad that was on the Grammy. Or, like, I guess it wasn't an ad. It was sort of a preview. Did you see it?
I saw him with a giant cutout.
Well, he was in it a little bit. It just looks like some people in cars. And I think some of those people are famous, but they're not famous to me.
So what Apple said is we're going to have different hosts every time.
Okay. Yeah, there's James Corden.
They probably can't afford James Corden.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's an opportunity to have... So the idea, if you haven't seen it on James' show, what is his show called? The Late Late Show?
The Late Show with James Corden? I don't know. It's either Late or Late Late. Later I don't know. It's Later Than I'm Up.
Yeah. It's cool because... And you've probably seen it because they've used it in many other things as well. Mm-hmm. I think that they used it for... was it the Oscars, the Super Bowl, something I saw.
I think it was the Apple. Wasn't it the Apple?
The Apple event, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
And
so he's a good singer. James Corden, Broadway baby, right? So he's a great singer. And so he'll be driving the van, and then a famous person will get in, and they'll sing a song together, usually the famous person's song. And then sometimes other people, famous people, get in the back seat, and that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Is he really driving?
Yeah, I think so.
That does not seem safe.
No, it doesn't.
I think he must be being pulled.
Like, well, you know how they do it in the movies. In the old days, they used to have you'd be sitting on the set, and they'd have a movie in the back window. But nowadays, they put you on a car truck.
Yeah, I think that.
And they tow you around.
I don't know. I'd like to know.
I think he is because you see people get in. I mean, you couldn't get in if it was in a truck. You'd have to climb up.
Mm-hmm.
You see people actually get, but maybe they shoot it twice, once with him driving, once without.
Was that too mommy of me to say?
I think, you know what, maybe it is, but I have this, when I watch it, I go, is he driving? Yeah, he should be driving. He's singing, he's not paying attention, he's talking to people. That's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Remember, it's New York. So you're only inching along.
Oh, it's not LA? I guess it is New York, huh?
Yeah, so it's not like you're going, bzzz.
Yeah.
Not going down the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, what do you think, chat room? They say he's driving in the parking lot. Well, that could be.
Yeah.
That could be.
Anyway, I am excited about it. I'm excited about what Apple will do with new content. And I do think that Carpool Karaoke is a funny idea, but I also think anyone could do it.
I think it's funny. And Planet of the Apps is in progress, too, right? They're working on that original.
Is that the one with Will.i.am?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have judges, and they have app developers. So it's like Shark Tank for apps or something like that.
I think we should do an episode in the car.
We could. Mm-hmm. I got the all you need is a bunch of GoPros. I got the cameras.
Awesome.
Just wire them up.
Okay, so I've got some scary news for you. A growing number of matte black iPhone 7 users are reporting chipped paint on the edges and back of the device.
You were laughing at us jet black owners thinking, oh, you're going to get the fine hairline scratches.
I have not.
No chips? Oh,
no,
that's
not
bad.
And you know Jason Howell is not the best with phones, and he had this for a whole month.
Did
and
he keep
I see
it in
no
case?
Chips. He did. He said he never took the case off. Not once.
Well, that's why.
Yeah,
I'm getting hairline scratches on my jet black, but I think it still looks good. Jet black is the shiny black, and you've got the matte black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
yeah, it's just
maybe
paint.
There is a little scratch there. I don't know. But yeah, I keep a case on it. So, have you experienced that? I don't know.
Look at all the scratches on mine, but the paint's not peeled off. Mm-hmm. The question is how they make it, right? So the one of the rumors I really like, but it's been pretty much debunked, is that the next iPhone will be made not of aluminum or glass, but of ceramic. And then it was debunked because the number of ceramic ovens that Apple would have to own and the skills that they would have to have, it's just too hard to do. The advantage of ceramic, though, is it's like glass. It's transparent to radio waves. So it's tough on a metal phone. They have to put special lines and bars for the radio waves to exit and enter. But on a glass phone, you don't. Mm-hmm. So I would love a ceramic phone. Just saying. I got
sure
a ceramic watch. That's ceramic, mm-hmm. the white watch.
All right, I got one more news story, then we can move on to some questions. But I thought this was really interesting. We talked about Snap's IPO. They have released all the paperwork. They've updated the S-1 paperwork.
Would you buy stock in Snapchat?
I don't know. Here's the thing. A lot of people are comparing it to Twitter, and they're comparing it to the idea and Facebook,
well,
of course.
Compare more to Facebook than Twitter, right?
Right. So the idea there is you have a certain number of users. You need to increase the amount of users, and you need to decrease the amount you pay per user, right?
That's the idea, profit,
right? And so that's what Facebook did. They keep increasing the amount of users and they keep decreasing the amount they pay per user.
Makes sense.
Twitter is not doing either of those things.
Yes.
And Facebook and Snapchat looks like it's set up, and in the paperwork they talk about, oh, we need to spend more money, we need to innovate. And what Ben Thompson says is that you would do well to compare Snapchat not to Twitter but to Apple, which I thought was really interesting, because what Apple does is they innovate, they delight, and they surprise you. And I feel like that is a lot of what Snapchat also does. Do you agree, Leo Laporte?
It's hard to compare a app to a company that's been around for 40 years, and has produced a lot of physical goods. An app... I think there is a ceiling on how much an app can make. In fact, really, I think you shouldn't compare an app to a hardware company. I understand, by the way, Ben's a lot smarter than I am, and I understand where he's coming from. But I think it's a mistake to compare an app to a hardware company. Really, Snapchat's a media company.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I agree.
And a lot more like a media company, in the sense that the way media companies work is they attract eyeballs and sell them to advertisers. In some cases, Snapchat's an example of a company that could do that and sell products to its users, new filters and stuff. They haven't done that yet, have they?
Sell products to users?
Have they sold you special Snapchat filters?
They tried that. They were 99 cents, and it did not work.
Yeah. They're going to be more like a media company. I mean, media companies, magazine. Let's think of a magazine. Magazine makes money because the customer pays for the magazine, but that doesn't cover the whole cost. The rest of the money is made through advertising. And Snapchat's more like that. And there is absolutely a ceiling. You're not going to see a app or a media company become as successful as Apple, be worth hundreds and hundreds of billions. Apple's almost worth $1 trillion. There's no way an app is going to ever be worth that much. It's just not possible. There's not enough revenue. Even if you had every eyeball in the world, that's why I think they're closer to Facebook than they are Apple. Facebook is actually also a media company in that respect. Facebook, though, is a much more varied media company, mm-hmm. right? It can exist in a lot more ways. Snapchat can only exist really on a smartphone.
Well, right now.
Well, it's a different company entirely if it's something else.
Well,
I think there's a good argument to be made that Snapchat is at its peak.
Yes, lots of people are making that argument.
Yeah.
But okay, so, how did Apple start? They started as a computer company. And now, could you ever imagine a time when they would be making carpool karaoke? Making that's what they're talking about now. They're making entertainment. Like, they want to do media as well.
Okay, an example of that? Netflix. Netflix has done very well creating content. Not $1 trillion well. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they have a subscription model. And don't listen to me for stock advice. That would be a big, big mistake. As I told you, I told my brother to sell all his Apple stock 5 years ago. I find it hard to think of the commonalities in business model between Snapchat and Apple. I think it's much more like a Facebook or a CBS. Now, CBS is a very successful, very wealthy company, but it also has many channels, mm-hmm. Many ways to get to you. And even they're struggling trying to figure out how to reach consumers. I think tastes change. It's going to be difficult. Now, I said it's probably the same thing about Facebook. I'll tell you the big difference. Facebook, when Facebook sold its initial public offering, sold its stock for the first time. What I said then is you're making a bet not on Facebook or any particular Facebook product, but on Mark Zuckerberg. That's the bet you're making, that Mark is so smart that he will find a way, that he will make it. Is the founder and creator of Snapchat, Evan Spiegel, is he a Mark Zuckerberg? I don't know him. I've talked to people, and if you're going to buy the stock, you probably should do the same, do some due diligence. who say no. He's no. I asked Jason Calacanis, is Evan Spiegel another Mark Zuckerberg? He said no. That's maybe a better question than, well, what's their business model? What's the upside of the business model? How big can they grow and all of that? More, is the team that does it, you're invested in a team. Is the team that does it, do they have the brains to take it to the next level?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking of this more as a thought experiment. I'm not investing in anyone.
You got a lot of thoughts from me on that one.
I do. Because I think that Apple really changed the way we interact with our devices in many important ways.
They did it in so many ways, right?
Yeah. I think that Snapchat is doing that too. I think that they are a camera. They call themselves a camera company, and I don't think that they mean spectacles. Right. But I think just the way that people interact through their camera, especially young people, I think they're living their days through the Snapchat camera.
That's what people said about WhatsApp about 4 years ago. Facebook paid $22 billion for it. Was it worth it?
Well, I don't think WhatsApp was really doing anything different. But WhatsApp
beloved. They were globally used. They were used by more users than Snapchat, and they were beloved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see. Only time will tell. Should we bet on it?
We could have a bet. You know how you bet? Buy some stock or short some stock.
Okay. All right. Well, if Snapchat becomes bigger than Apple, you will take me to...
No.
That's going to be 30 years
from now. You
want
to go to Paris?
Yeah. Yes.
And then the way I would hedge that is buying some Snapchat stock.
Okay, yeah, excellent.
Either way.
All right. Speaking of buying things,
yes.
What about buying a mortgage?
To buy a house? Mm-hmm. It is time, isn't it?
It is almost time for me to buy a house.
So have you made an offer?
I have made an offer. I'm in buying and selling. It's complicated.
Can I give you a tip?
Yes, please give
me a
tip.
From a guy who's done this a few times, mm-hmm. If you're in the market for a house, not even that you found the house, but if you're in the market for a house, right now go to quickenloans.com/iOS today and get pre-approved. You're so much more valuable as a buyer if you walk in the door at the open house and say to the realtor, I'm approved to buy this house for this amount of money. Because they know that you're real. You're not, I'm going to buy this house. Just let me go get a loan and let you know. Right. And by the way, doing it at Rocket Mortgage makes it so easy. There's no reason not to do it ahead of time. Go to quickenloans.com/iOS today. You're going to the best loan originator in the world, in my opinion. Don't just take my word for it. On the website, you'll see quite a few J.D. Power Customer Satisfaction Awards. Both for mortgage origination and mortgage servicing. People love Quicken Loans. They have gone from, brand new 10 years ago to being the number two mortgage lender in the country. $92 billion in loans. This is a great mortgage lender. They do it right, and they know about technology. They're very technology-focused. That's one of the reasons they're so successful. And they've created this new product called Rocket Mortgages for us, for the geeks who want to do it online. It's transparent, it's trustworthy, but most important for me, it's completely online. That means you don't have to go through boxes of paperwork to find your pay stubs or your bank statements. You do it all online. You press of a button. You could do this in minutes. You even have the flexibility to choose the rate you want and the term you want, so you can customize the loan to fit your exact needs. You'll get approved in minutes for a loan that is just right for your financial situation. It's so fast, you could actually do it at the open house. But do it now. Get pre-approved. Whether it's to buy a house or to refinance, this is the best way. Quickenloans.com/iOS today. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. They're licensed in all 50 states and, of course, an equal housing lender. Rocket Mortgage is from Quicken Loans. Quickenloans.com/iOS today. Go do it, young Megan. Go do it.
I want to be approved.
Be approved. It's not, you go in and you're pre-approved. Especially around here, getting a new home is competitive. We were trying to buy a house a few years ago. We put in offers on three or four houses and didn't get them because somebody else either paid in cash, and that's nothing I could help. I couldn't beat that. Or they were pre-approved and they were better prospects. So, if somebody's going to sell a house, they're going to sell it to, think about it. When you sell your house, you want to sell it to somebody who's good for it.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were just going to buy me a new house. Oh, did you say AirPods? I thought you said house.
By the way, I don't think you want those new AirPods.
I do.
You want them.
Why?
I hate them.
Oh.
Now, maybe it's just mine. This is the only reason I haven't made a big stink about this. They don't work for phone calls. They're fine for listening to music. They do all the things, you know, you take the one out and it stops and you tap it in Siri and all that stuff. But now I have tried multiple times to get on a phone call with these darn things. The latest one is this morning. I was a couple of days ago on a phone call, had the AirPods in. It was paired. It was working. Made the phone call. They dropped out. Then I you know, you can say, okay, no, don't come through the phone anymore. Go through the AirPods. I switched back. Then the phone crashed. Hung. So I got my iPad. I said, I'll use FaceTime audio. Make the call. Didn't crash. Didn't work. You know, heard the sound, made the call. This morning, I'm going to get an on conference call. I'm a little late, you know. Oh, yeah. Well, Leo, he's always a little late. Well, I was a minute late. But I'm running, put the AirPods in, dial up the number. The AirPods go, beep, 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 beep. Oh, what? So then I don't know what's... So I take the one out, put the other one in. It goes, you know, it makes that sound in your ear. I'm in your ear. Beep, beep. I could not get on the call, so I threw the AirPods away, and I went and put a wired headset in. Maybe it's just me. I'm not convinced that the AirPods are all that.
Well, some people have returned them that I've talked to. They did not like them. So I don't know. We'll see. I ordered them. They're coming March 1st.
Did you watch the Grammys? They had an ad for the AirPods in which somebody is walking upside down and all around. And clearly they're trying to demonstrate these won't fall out. Really, they won't fall out. And I haven't had them fall out. Mm-hmm. And they do sound good. The audio's good. It's very convenient. I want to use them on the phone because I don't want to have a wire. I want to be able to walk around and talk on the phone. But I have yet to be able to make a call. Successful call without them dropping out.
Hmm. All right, we got some questions. First, Herman asks, he says, I've been watching your podcast for some time now and enjoy all the episodes. You have exceptional coverage on watches, iPads, and the Apple TV, but you do not seem to cover the iMac at all.
No.
Are they also part of the iOS family? Yes, they are not part of the iOS family.
Mac OS, not iOS.
So Mac Break Weekly, that's where you need to go, Herman.
We have a show that covers the Mac?
Yes.
Awesome.
So give a shout out to Herman on there.
Sorry,
he
Herman.
Loves
yeah.
the iMac.
This show is for the, you know, it's an artificial distinction because you're right. This is technically, I guess it's all OS X. But we made that, early on we said, okay, we're going to cover Apple in general, and we do cover all of this stuff too on Mac Break Weekly. Apple in general, the Macintosh specifically on Mac Break Weekly, and then focus this show exclusively, and this is back when Sarah Lane started it, on iOS. Then it was just the phone, then iPads came out, then the watch came out, then Apple TV, so we've added a few things, but really that's what this show's about. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was originally iPad Today, actually. Mm-hmm. Then we expanded to the
phone. Expanded it. So, yeah, all the iOS things, including Kiwis, apparently. We discussed those as well. Jeff D. says, if Megan liked the Google Assistant, which I did when I was using Android, would she be able to keep her relationship going with it using Allo when she got back to iOS? I have to admit, I don't know because I have not tried Allo. I couldn't see the point. It lost so much functionality versus Hangouts, and I couldn't continue using it with my friends and family. So I have been using Allo, and I have enjoyed Allo.
It's the full assistant.
I've been using it on my phone. So here is a sticker.
So Allo is a messaging product, very much like WhatsApp or...
It's phone numbers all over the place.
Facebook Messenger or Apple's Messages.
I have enjoyed the Google Assistant. Let's see some of the things that I've done with the Google Assistant. I've asked best drones under $50. Here's not only just here's what I found on the web, but an actual list from this website. How to change your address with the post office. This is the top result. That was helpful.
Nice.
Call Tall Toad Petaluma. Like it. This is what I liked, which it won't call for me, which it would if I were using Allo or Assistant on the Pixel, but it does give me the little button to call. What else did I ask it? Just fun things to do in Petaluma. I like Allo okay, but nobody I know uses Allo besides Brian and Jason and Tony. See, I could also accidentally say I love you to Brian, which would be awkward.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I like it that it does. Hey, you might want to say I love this guy.
Yeah.
So it provides what it thinks are reasonable responses, and you don't have to type. You just tap it and say, yeah, that's
good. So I said, what are you doing? And it says, work. I'm at work, which he is. He shouldn't be on Allo because he is at work.
I'm at work.
Yes.
Is that a Bitmoji, or do you just look exactly like that icon?
Is that your Bitmoji?
No, that's from Rogue One.
You look just
the guy in Rogue One.
That's Kylo Ren.
Yeah. No, the guy in Rogue One.
Oh, that's Adam Driver.
No. August.
Wow, we could just have a whole conversation without even having to type.
Yeah, look, there's a...
People have done that. People have done that. They've let the Allo talk to itself, basically.
That is amazing. Yeah. Wait, so you're not... you're saying I'll pass.
You're not doing that?
So there's someone else in our conversation?
No, that's...
Give me more. Okay. Well, this
just
is...
giving me suggestions.
Oh, okay.
And he's taking
them. Awesome. It's okay. I want it to be as good as Inbox for Google or Google Maps or all the other iOS or Google Photos on iOS. I don't understand why it can't be as good. And it really depends on the people on it. And I will tell you, I know you're about to say something, but I'm going to say something because this might be what you're going to say, and I want to say it because it's the smart thing I figured out, which is I know why more people don't use Allo.
Why?
And that's because you have to be a real geek to be an early adopter to any of these things when you're talking about messaging. And it didn't have end-to-end encryption. It wasn't turned on. And I think that immediately turned off anyone who was the kind of geek who would be an early adopter to a new messaging program. Because if you're a messaging geek, you probably want encryption.
You can start end-to-end encryption conversations. It'll stay that way. I mean, it uses good encryption. My opinion is that Google, and they've done this before, and it drives me crazy, did not allow it to be used as your SMS application, your standard text messaging application on an Android device. You know, you can already use other third-party messaging apps. I use, for instance, Facebook Messenger as my SMS app because I like the capability. Why Google would put out a messaging product that doesn't do that when other companies like Facebook do is beyond me. But that's the biggest one for me. I think most of my Android-using geeks, you're right, they'd be geeks, but my Android-using geek friends would use it if it could be used as the default SMS app. Then it would be a good choice. It would be a great choice. I'd prefer to use it. Instead, I'm using Facebook Messenger. Why, Google? Why? Why?
All right, I got one more question. You ready for the question?
Yeah.
Zando5 on Twitter says, I turned on my Apple... No, that's not what I wanted to ask. Oh, Jacob. Do you know how to change a custom watch photo on the Apple Watch?
Do you know how to use a couple... Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. So here, this is one of the things that is surprisingly difficult, I think. So you have to first change...
But there's a face for that.
Yeah, there's a face for that. So to change your face, you got to push...
Push
on your Apple Watch, yeah. And then...
find the photo face.
Oh, you know what? This is not how you do it. Sorry.
What?
You go to your photos first.
Oh, you start with photos.
Start with your photos.
And add it to the photo face.
Yes. So here's a photo. Let's see. Here's a photo that I want to use of my family. So I push it there, and then I hard press. Create a watch face. And now it's my watch face. That's
all you do. Yeah, because if you go to the face first, it says no photos. To sync photos, choose an album from the Apple Watch app on your iPhone. And then that'll be in the album and you can use it.
So
does it rotate through them?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, so that might be kind of cool.
Yeah, customize. You can add different photos. You can put different things on it. Yeah, you can have a photo, like a bunch of photos that you choose.
So you didn't have to do it on your phone. You could start... from the watch.
If you already have your photos on your watch, do you already have your...
I don't.
Have to, yeah. So first you have to sync your photos to your watch. And you can either... It automatically will sync your favorites folder, but you can add it to... You can let it automatically sync any folder. So
the first step is to go to the photos section of the watch app on your phone, select some photos to put on your watch, and then from that point on, you can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you do have to do that, yes.
So, and that's what I did, and now I have, that's good. And now I have as my current watch face, a picture of Lisa talking to a camel.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Nobody else probably has that on their watch face.
The thing is, it's such a spare face. It only has the time.
Yeah. And you can change that. You can customize it, long press or hard press.
Oh, you can? And then customize?
And then customize.
So I can add complications?
Yes.
Not many.
No, just one additional complication.
One, so I could put date and time up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the utility face. I like the idea of having a
picture. Yeah, because utility has all that stuff in it.
Yeah, but that's what, yeah, I use the utility face.
Oh, and then I can put, wait a minute. I could put an activity, Major League Baseball games. I'll put my events calendar there. So now, that's a little better. So now, position. What's position?
You can.
You can't see it. You can change where it shows up.
Yeah.
In this case, I want to see
the camel.
The camel, which I think is actually a reindeer. And then, but now I've added my calendar, my date, and that's not as bad as I thought. All right, that's not so bad. And then Lisa talking sexy to a deer. That's in an elevator on a cruise ship, if that helps.
It does. Yeah. It does. And Dig Mac says live photos make cool watch faces. Agreed. But also,
Choose live photos because then you'll see the animation.
Mm-hmm, you do. But if you have trouble.
I am learning so much on this show.
Oh, yeah. You always learn on this show. I do too. All right. Let's talk about FreshBooks.
Well, for that, I'll have to get a piece of blue paper. Our show today brought to you by FreshBooks. Oh, we love FreshBooks. I love FreshBooks. Did me a great service. Back a few years ago, I was going to Canada, doing call for help up there in Toronto with Amber MacArthur. And I would complain bitterly to Amber saying, because at the end of every month, I would have to bill the company that produced it, Rogers, the big telco up there, and big TV company. I'd have to not only bill them for my time, but I would also have to expense my travel, my hotel, my food. And it was just a pain to get all those receipts. And I'd do it in Word and Excel. And because they were in Canada, I had to convert U.S. dollars to Canadian dollars. And I was just complaining. And what I was really complaining about with Amber was, well, it was such a pain. I didn't do it for like 4 months, actually 6 months. And then I realized, I'm not getting paid. So I did 6 months of invoices at once, and I got so in trouble. The people at Rogers say, if you ever do that again, you're not going to get paid. You have to bill us once a month. So then Amber said, Leo, please, FreshBooks. You got to check out FreshBooks. They had just started up. This was 2004. They just started up in Toronto. Since then, now, they have 10 million customers. I think I was one of the first. And man, what a lifesaver. Starts by making your invoices easy to do. So easy, you'll do them every month. And you know what I found out? If you don't bill, you don't get paid. But it also makes it easy for your customers. It turns out they don't like paying any more than you like billing. But every FreshBooks invoice comes with a button on it that says, Pay Leo, and you can accept credit card payments. You don't have to even worry about it. They do it. A variety of online payment systems. So you actually get paid on average 11 days faster. 11 days faster. Because it's so easy for a client, instead of just putting your bill aside and saying, I'll get to it later, just pay them. Pay them. And now with their new dashboard, you know exactly where you stand. So many small businesses don't know if they're even profitable, right? Not till tax time. Well, now at any time, you go to your dashboard, you'll see what invoices are out, what invoices have been paid, what invoices are outstanding. You can even see when those invoices were read. So no more, I didn't get your invoice. You'll know. You'll see all your expenses. And you'll know whether you made money this year. I love this. FreshBooks.com. Over $60 billion in invoices have been paid through FreshBooks. It's amazing. They've really gone just great guns. And rightly so, because this is such a great deal. For anybody who's a sole proprietor or a small business, they have a FreshBooks app that will let you track time and hours. You can also do that on the website. But the app also lets you take payments, create invoices on the fly, create estimates. And when it comes to tax time, and we're coming up on tax time, you'll be so glad you used FreshBooks because it has, the front page is the easy thing for the non-accountant, for you, but it will give you all the reports your accountant wants, like sales tax summaries, profit and loss, all of that. FreshBooks is offering you a fresh start with a 30-day unrestricted free trial. It is so great. Join the 10 million small business owners using FreshBooks right now. Go to FreshBooks.com/iOS today and put iOS today, if you will, in the how did you hear about us section. We'd appreciate that. I think a lot of people know if you're not a small business or you probably know somebody who could use FreshBooks. I'm thinking of Jason, our painter, such a great guy. and I've seen his invoices. And I think just say, hey, if you used FreshBooks, I could pay you a much easier. FreshBooks.com/iOS today. I'm the one who knocks. Hey, it's my fair lady.
Yeah.
Hello, hello.
On a beach vacation or something. This is a nice hat.
Isn't that a cute hat? You can have it.
Thanks.
We're running out of room on the hat rack.
We are? Okay, well then I'll take this one. And does it come with a beach vacation?
Yeah. Why are you always asking me for something?
It's so true.
Something.
I
always
am.
Want
That's because I don't want to get fired. That's what those Google
You're
people are.
Never,
the more,
ever going to get
the
fired.
The more they were getting paid.
Precisely. I'm not giving you FU vacations.
Okay, good. Good to know. All right, well, I'm going to bug you.
I don't think this is flattering.
That hat? Sure it is.
I think my head is too big. I look like a cantaloupe with a hat on.
All right,
or
so.
Watermelon.
Let me find. Okay, my app cap is a sticker.
What?
A sticker pack.
I'm sorry, you lose. Oh, actually, I did that too. So you
did that. Yeah, this is
mind.
Awesome.
Never mind.
Okay, mm-hmm. Do you remember the sticker pack that came out a little while ago and had a short stint in the app store where you could put words into people's mouths, where it was like a sticker bubble and then you could put it, you could move it around.
So yeah.
Like, you're fantastic. And then Apple
yeah,
didn't
I like
it.
That.
That was created by Adam Howell. He has a new app. It's called Crawlies.
Crawlies.
And if you really want to bug someone,
well,
you can. So take
you can
a look.
You put bugs in their mouth? That's terrible. Oh, and they move.
They move. They do.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. Isn't it awesome? I told you I'd bug you.
Move your hat so I can see.
Oh,
it.
Sorry. Spiders. What is your least favorite bug?
Oh, I can't do that to Lisa.
What?
Oh, she would freak
out. Maybe even just a ladybug.
You don't have a garter snake or a rattlesnake.
No, I saw that on Facebook, though.
Oh, man, the cat.
So if you want to just scare
that's
someone.
So awesome.
Then Crawlies. It's 99 cents, 12 different bugs, wasps. Bees, spiders, beetles, I guess. Someone probably knows what that
Stop
is.
Stop sending me bugs. I'm creeped out.
They're fantastic. And yeah, they move and...
oh my goodness.
12 bugs, Adam Howell, Crawlies. The roach is the worst. There's also a dead roach, and then I'll be done. That's the last one I'll send
you. I like the ladybug.
The dead or almost dead roach. Is it dead?
Oh, it's moving!
Crawlies, good for any sort of communication.
I really
with,
like that.
Especially with your boss, who just said he would never fire you. That would be the time.
I will
would
never fire you. I will never fire you. Lisa will do it. So,
ha.
That did not encourage you. That did not give you confidence.
No.
No. We love you. Are you kidding? Why would we ever, ever do anything to harm you? I just gave you a hat.
It's true.
What more could you want? One of the things I do like about Apple's messages is when you send a sticker like these Crawlies, the recipient doesn't have to already have that sticker pack.
Right. I like that too.
Although, and there's a link that you can then click if you want, if you say, oh, that's great. I got to buy that.
Mm-hmm.
And you tap that link and you can get it. But so I think that that's pretty cool. Because they could charge for those. You know, they could say, well, Megan just sent you something really creepy, but you'd have to pay me 99 cents if you
right.
wanted to
see it. Right, that wouldn't work.
Nice.
My mom
is really into, of course she is. Aren't all moms
into stickers?
Into Apple messages and stickers.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent her, this is text mess. This is a freebie that lets you put a word into a shape and send it. So like so these are all the cutout shapes. You know, it's Valentine's Day. So I'm going to take a Cupid shape, right? And then I can choose the font that goes in the shape like that. That's kind of romantic. Obviously, I'm going to choose a, you know, nice jewel tone. You could choose how the letters are arranged. And then you have to type the words. So I love
you. You're sending that to me.
You. Yeah, I love you.
Thanks.
Let's generate it. So now we have a Cupid filled with I love you. Right?
Oh, that's so
Isn't that
sweet?
Sweet? It's called text mess because it's a mess.
That's free?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought you said it was free.
No, I think it's expensive.
Okay.
You can see I've sent kitty cats and peace signs and guitars. And actually, these are the ones it comes with. I sent my mom, she just told me about the wonderful meal she had. So I sent her a bowl with chopsticks coming out of it saying, yum.
Oh.
Pretty creative for a guy wearing a weird hat.
Yes.
So mine is something.
Oh, that wasn't yours?
No, but you inspired me.
Oh, that's a freebie.
That's an extra.
That's why you said it was free.
It's a freebie.
You came free for you
I don't charge you, the people at home, for this. I'm throwing it in for free.
Got it. All right. What's your
It's a sweetener.
Did I say why we're wearing caps?
Why are we wearing funny hats?
We wear hats for App Cap. Cap rhymes with app.
Your hat looks great with your dress. I think you must have really thought about that mm-hmm. quite a long
time. Well, yeah.
Quite a bit. My hat, actually, which is a pork pie hat.
Mm-hmm.
And made famous by Walter White in Breaking Bad, although many a jazz musician has worn mm-hmm. a pork pie hat. It's got a telescope brim, and telescope top and a narrow brim. Some people say it looks like a Laurel and Hardy cap.
Mm. I think you wear it well.
Thank you. My app is kind of wild. It's a game called Stagehand. And it's a platformer in reverse. So normally when you're playing, you know, Mario or whatever, you're a character running along a platform, right? That's what they call it, a platform. Love the 8-bit music on this. But one thing that's a little different in this one, there's a character, but you're the platform. So you have to help, the character by moving the pieces. And if you think that's easy, it's not. It's challenging. This is the tutorial. I played it at home, and I'll tell you what, it gets harder. Whoa, and if you don't do it, he runs into the wall, smack. Oh.
Were you ever a stagehand?
No, but isn't that a great name? You know why? Mm-hmm. Because in this case, you're the stage,
mm-hmm.
and your job is to move it around in an appropriate way so that he can... and you don't have a lot of time. So it's a little Flappy Bird-like. But I just think it's so much fun. It's called Stage. This is brand new. And it's just a different, it's kind of a fun take on platformers. You're the platform. Be the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Love the platform.
Theater wouldn't exist without the stagehand.
That's right. And that's the name of it. And I don't remember how much it is. Did I tell you? I think $2.
$1.99.
Yeah, that would be close to $2.
That would be.
Yeah, I'll give you the penny.
Okay, thanks. That's it. That's the whole show. No show next week because we're celebrating the president.
Yeah. Well, you know what Abe Lincoln said. Don't believe everything you see on the internet.
Yeah, that's what Abe Lincoln said. Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we won't be here next week, but we'll be here the following week. We have got some good topics in store. We're working on some photo books. We're working on some smart home apps. We've got a lot in store. So catch up next week. It gives you a good opportunity to catch up.
That's a nice way to think mm-hmm. of it. But we do hope you'll come back a week from Monday.
Yes.
For another fabulous, exciting, thrilling, gripping iOS Today. We'll see you later. Bye-bye. I'm the one who knows.